Is sustainable seafood really sustainable? I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Tuna is perhaps the most popular seafood. We eat it out of a can, we splurge on high-end sushi, and we prepare it in many other ways. Some species of tuna are overfished, and some fishing methods are unsustainable. As concerned consumers, we would like to know what sort of tuna we are eating. One way to do this is to buy tuna that is certified as sustainably caught. Quite often, this certification comes from the Marine Stewardship Council, or MSC. However, recently there's been some concern about the fishing practices that are allowed by the MSC. There's a practice called compartmentalization, which allows fishermen to catch fish by both sustainable and non-sustainable methods on the same boat. The unsustainable portion of the catch is then separated from the sustainable portion on board the vessel. Consumers are then supposed to be assured that they're making a sustainable choice by selecting fish from the sustainable catch. How does this even work? The sustainable tuna are caught with nets while they are free swimming. The non-sustainable fish are lured to the boat with fish aggregating devices, which are instruments that attract all sorts of marine life and are then netted. The problem with using FADs to catch fish is that they are associated with high levels of bycatch, the inadvertent catching of all sorts of other marine creatures, as well as juvenile tuna. Why do they do this? Because there's not yet enough of an economic advantage for companies to make only sustainable catches. It is more expensive to fish sustainably because fishermen have to find the tuna instead of waiting for it to come to them. So at the moment, sustainability certification is not as reliable as one would like. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.